Let's get back out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Brent Snavely. He's from the Detroit Free Press. Brent, how are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. You have a good holiday?
Yeah, it was okay. My holiday was a working holiday. I was downtown yesterday for the Labor Day parade and Obama's speech.
So. Well, there you go. The president comes into town, and that's the top news story in America. Tell us what you saw, what you heard, and what you thought.
Well, my day started off following the Labor Day parade down Woodward Avenue to Detroit. You know, thousands of labor union members marching, and, you know, of course, extra excited this year to hear Obama. I frankly had to leave about halfway through the president's speech because I was writing about the parade and the earlier speakers. But it was I saw more Secret Service guys yesterday than I ever saw before in my life. And the president, you know, came out pretty strongly in defense of saying he will defend collective bargaining rights. And declaring unions as his friend, as much as they have supported him in the past, that, you know, there's a lot of people in the labor movement who don't feel that he's done enough this year, with especially with the public unions under attack for budget cuts, et cetera. So.
And he really attacked the right to work possibilities that could happen in this state.
Yeah, he did. And basically said that it shouldn't happen here, and that he would work for it not to happen.
All right. Well, this comes in the midst of the UAW talks. Where do we stand with those? How are those coming along?
Seems like things are moving quickly. We've now got 8 days left before the September 14th deadline with the contract with all three. That doesn't necessarily mean that if they don't get an agreement, you can't do a short extension or something. But Bob King has said and has indicated he wants to try to wrap up early, if not by the deadline. The sources we're talking to, it seemed to indicate that talks with GM and Chrysler are proceeding actually faster than at Ford. We may see GM finish earlier, and some suggest that it would be the logical choice for the pattern this year.
All right. In reading your pieces about this, it seems like the unions understand that they've almost got a hold serve here, not really ask for much more. The auto industry obviously wants to hold serve because they're starting to make some profits. And
yeah.
So it seems that there's common ground there.
On the company side, the auto executives, repeatedly say, we can't go backwards. They would like to get some more things and fine-tune the contract, but essentially they have fixed a lot of their problems, and one of them being the labor contract and labor costs, and a lot of that was fixed in 2007. So they don't want to go backwards. You're right, the UAW leadership wants to get some more things for its members, but in general is also saying we need to be partners with the companies. We understand that they need to be competitive. And a lot of members understand that as well, but then there are also a lot of members that are not quite on board with that. They want their concessions back. They want cost of living raises back. They want base wages back because they feel they've given up a lot in the last couple of years to allow the companies to be profitable. So that's sort of, to me, one of the central tensions is this: the expectations of the members versus the understanding of the realities that the leadership sees, the union leadership.
All right, Brent, as we get into the fourth quarter of 2011, beyond the auto talks, let's just say those all get taken care of, what's going to be the hot topics that you think you'll be covering?
Well, I mean, sales and the economy, and really, and even it goes back to just jobs. You know, the auto industry had an okay August despite hurricane hitting in at the end of the month, and you know, but I worry. I don't know how long auto sales can sort of keep doing relatively okay compared to a lackluster U.S. economy. If the economy doesn't start to improve a little bit more, and how that affects the auto industry, auto sales, and then therefore profits of the companies, we have to watch that really carefully.
You can read Brent Snavely in the Detroit Free Press. Just go to freep.com. Brent, thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot.